Hello? Check. Better? Great. Everybody hear me? Up on the shelf? Can you hear me? Great. Okay.
Don't mind hanging back. You're jamming the frequencies.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
Always on. It's always someone's favorite song. Like
This is True Fidelity. Dip your chip into the nacho cheese of our genius.
Say, what's that button do?
I most defeat. I had a good day. I most defeat. I had a good day. It wasn't that great, but if I start to move, because I'd rather be given to wonder, why don't you stay here? But on the contrary, I live in lonely beds, so lonely, so lonely. Come and dance with me, pretty sweet fool. I wanna be a toy, I wanna be a toy. Come and dance with me, pretty sweet fool.
Welcome to the True Fidelity Show, another week of your break from the musical mainstream. I'm Big D. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours along with the stellar cast and crew here.
I'm Voxy.
I'm C. Fry.
I'm On One.
And Squeeze, our sound guy, not Squeak, as has been popular over the old internet this week. His name is Squeeze. Although Squeak, that's a great name.
That's hilarious, especially for a silent
person. I want to be Squeak.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, Seafry should be the new Squeak.
I should be Squeak.
Yeah, maybe Squeak, we might have to rename you. Hey, we came in there with the Rah Rah Riot doing Dance Me. Before that, Torch, Signs in the Sky, started us off with some Nada Surf, and Everyone's on Tour, which is actually not true right now.
No.
This time of year, I don't know about where you're listening, but here up in the old Pacific Northwest, people stay away.
Yeah,
I think it's because it's rainy and crappy and not a whole lot of shows going on these days.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lull. There's some big names still rolling through doing all their Christmas stuff.
Oh, sure. But just like on the local level.
Yeah, nobody wants to be trudging out in this crap.
I think we notice it just a little more too, because we've come out of the summer months where there's more shows than
you can handle
in a weekend.
Smokes,
yeah,
no kidding.
So it's just I think that we're ultra aware of the absence, right, all of a sudden, of good shows to go to on a weekly basis.
But that's why we're here.
That's right.
We're filling the void. We're filling the gap with some great music from all kind of great independent artists. We have news later in the hour coming up on the big program. We'll do the all the usual indie news side of the week.
All the cool stuff and things.
You know, record label of the week. And C. Fry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pay attention.
Right.
Because it's time to do this. Only people could see.
Right.
Goes on around here.
I'm paying attention.
By the grace of God, we'll get through this show one way or another.
Foxy's dancing. She's doing a neck dance.
That's
it's
right.
Awesome.
All right. Hey, it is time for the featured artist of the week, because we don't make you wait around. It's kind of our thing here.
Yeah.
I don't like TV shows radio shows that tease you. Like, news shows do that. They're the worst.
Right.
Coming up, the big story that's going to shatter your life.
And it's the last 30 seconds of the whole thing. Yeah.
And there's a puppy that, you know, it's like, he's going to warm your heart.
Aww.
No. This week's featured artist of the week, we have to give a little bit of apology because they were going to be on the big program with us. Due to technical difficulties, we're not sure where. The little mice that run through the internet wires, they got us this week.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried and tried.
Yeah.
It didn't. So I don't know what happened. We just kept getting cut off. So we're going to invite them actually into the studio.
Yeah.
So we'll have them in. Because I really like these cats. I really like their music. I don't know them, but I really like their music. They're the Forgotten 45s, based out of Olympia, Washington. So right here in our own backyard.
Indeed.
And they have a really cool sound. New band on the scene. We're hoping for big things from these guys because there's a gap around here locally with some indie artists. A lot of our favorite bands have hung it up over the last year.
Yeah.
So we need some fresh blood, fresh meat, new sound.
Yes.
And I think these guys have it. Here you go. Forgotten 45s, State of Affairs, and Smooth Operator. Thanks for writing a song about me. We'll be back here on True Fidelity.
It's a sad, sad state of affairs.
time you check your phone. Smooth operator,
with into the tinsel. Fixed to the dealership, and you're looking mighty ghostly, just like Bowie on Soul Train. Wrapped in your sable, let's throw some brake light in the night. Oh, it looks so nice to me. Oh no, so what? I wasn't having no nightmares. Probably cause I couldn't catch the ground. Friendship's the biggest myth. Hard to skip it like a Cessna out and falling free. Living the space between God and Janet from the dark. Sing born free on the porch. My love lives on. Impossible sobriety birthdays. The fifth dimension anniversary.
To the big show, you just heard the band Cymbals Eat Guitars with Warning. We heard Vaporland in there with a Garbage Head, and our artist of the week, the Forgotten 45s, doing Smooth Operator and State of Affairs. You're listening to the True Fidelity Show across the USA, across the world. Actually, we're over in England, up in Canada.
Yes,
soon to be possibly Scotland.
Worldwide.
Yeah, working on France and Germany. So, hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a big fan of Record Store Day.
Oh, yes.
And there's
hard not to know this.
Yeah. there's actually two of them every year, and there's the one coming up real soon is on Black Friday, which is obviously the day day after Thanksgiving. I know, and I'm going to tell you, I'm really surprised at the kind of lame... So here's how Record Store Day works. Bands put together special releases that are Record Store Day releases.
Right.
It might be a reissue with a couple of extra songs, or it might be a special project like a split 45 or
Special remastered, some singles.
Something,
thrown
yeah.
In there.
There's all
yeah.
kind of things that go on. Numbered edition, you know, whatever. And there's usually just there's so many you can't even keep track of them, and it's become you know. In some ways, it's almost eaten itself because what happens is the stores get the best. They obviously get because they're a limited supply.
Right.
And they immediately they put one on the shelf and put the rest on eBay for double the price. That's what I've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of pissing me off. But because it used to be about going. The whole idea was to support your local record store.
Right.
So they would release these, so you would go to the record store, browse around, pick up a record store day release.
Maybe get turned on to something else.
Something
even.
New, yeah. Whatever, but not anymore. Now it's just become this, it's an industry into itself.
It's a money game, you say?
I do say that. But I'm surprised, really surprised, by the kind of lame
sort of half-assed stuff they're
release that they're putting
especially
out for this
at Christmas
one.
Time, right?
Exactly. That's what Wham is coming. Yeah, I mean, really.
Ew.
Neil Young's putting out a T-shirt.
I saw that too.
For Record Store Day. You got to be kidding.
This is
me.
Why I didn't cover this for my story this week, because I knew you were going to be all over this.
The soundtrack for Little Miss Sunshine. You've got like, I mean, there's St. Vincent has one coming out. That's okay. I mean, she's fairly new. South Park, Run DMC's Christmas. Like, that's been out for how long?
Right.
You can get that on, like, you know, one of those compilation Christmas albums a million times over.
Maybe we're seeing that lag on the mainstream level as well as we are right here on the local
level. Here's
the
one that kills
right?
me. Seth MacFarlane has a record coming out called Holiday for Swing. Come on. Korn, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Waylon Jennings. How long has he been gone? You know, it's just amazing to me. And then you got your usuals, the Grateful Dead, somebody's putting something out, reissue of Genesis to Revelation. I mean, these are crazy. You can go to Half Price Books and buy.
Get it now.
Yeah, for like $3.
Yeah.
You know, so save your dough,
hype.
Man. It is. Yeah, it's crazy. Just for a sticker on there that says Record Store Day.
Right.
Now, hopefully the one that comes around in April is much better, but I just thought I'd put it out there to everybody. Save your money. Don't worry about it. Go to, you want your best deals on vinyl? Go to Etsy. Go to Amazon. Go to GoodwillAuctions.com. You can bid on all kind of vinyl on there. Get really stellar deals. And then go to your local like Half Price Books, your St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
Any place that's rummaging, you can find really good deals there. And then it's like Christmas any day. So you don't have to. And I don't know about where you're living, but the last Record Store Day here went down to High Voltage, and there was a line down the block. I mean, it was all the way down the block, probably about 60 people long. And this is a pretty small record store.
Right.
You say that's not a big place.
No, it's not very big. And so did they hand out, you know, like tickets, you know, like. One, you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so you let 1 through 10
right.
in. No, no, no. So everybody's standing in a singular line, and then they just open the door, and it becomes an amoeba mob trying to shove through this door. So people who were coming from the other side of the street who weren't standing in line actually got in before those who'd been standing in line for an hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turned into a... there were some punches.
Oh.
There were some punches being thrown. But hey, how about we'll throw some music your way. This is Mothership.
Yeah.
And Cosmic Rain. We'll be back.
We'll be right back. I see you shiver with anticipation.
Okay, now is the name
hi.
Of the band. Not stay high.
Oh. Stay high.
Say hi.
Well, I'm going to do that too.
So with, wait, how is it spelled?
S-A-Y.
Hi.
I mean H-I?
H-I.
Okay.
Say hi with Figure It Out. Fantagram in there with Don't Move. Started off with the kick-ass Mothership, Cosmic Rain. I love those guys. Mothership,
no doubt.
Man. I talk about some heavy stuff. Hey, if you want to get a copy, they have a brand new album out, and go over to Ripple Music and you can order yourself, talking about vinyl, a really cool limited edition splatter vinyl for like cheap, $20 or something like that. And that's a really good group. And talking about really good, we got some news coming your way.
All right, everybody, this is Voxy. Here's what's going on. This week, I wanted to pick up a little where we left off last week. Taylor Swift's decision to pull her music from Spotify has still been garnering lots of controversy in the biz over the last week. My intent here is to clarify some of the key issues in my own opinion as an independent musician. First off, Taylor's battle cry is that music should be perceived as having value. I think this is an obvious point that we can all get on board with, but it doesn't really make sense how she's going about making that point, and I'll explain why in this segment. However, I would like to note that I am glad that she is at least raising awareness and fueling the conversation further. Now, First of all, if she really wants to make an impact, she should have been targeting terrestrial radio, seeing as how they have been playing everyone's music for free for ages, paying the lowest rates in the business by only paying the songwriters while all the other performers and recording labels are cut out from the equation. Why do we keep letting radio and television off the hook here? Is it just so very burned into our brains that the exposure from radio is compensation enough? Maybe in the past this argument could have held up, but not today. Not with all the new streaming services and YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and others alike all posed to play what you want to hear on demand. Is it really just about the minuscule fraction of a cent that is paid out per play that has Taylor scorned? Because those fractions of a cent add up to big money for someone with Taylor Swift's current popularity. As a matter of fact, she was paid just a little under $500,000 for the last 12 months of streaming through Spotify. And that was just what she received for those 12 months. There's other people involved in those songs that are also getting paid for their work. Work that otherwise is just as free on other services, let alone any piracy that might occur. Music that is also getting heard and introduced to new listeners because of its popularity. Spotify has paid out over $2 billion to rights owners since 2008, with $1 billion of that just in 2014 alone. That is income for many, many musicians that is increasing at a substantial rate. The way I see it is that consumers are being taught that music has value. Let's look back to 1999, which was the peak of the physical music market, and according to the Music Trade Group, the International Federation for the Phonographic Industry, the 18 and over population spent an average yearly amount on music of $28 per consumer. That's per year. Compare this to the new model that is continuing to shift listeners to an average $10 a month streaming fee, which now becomes $120 a year. Not to mention that if someone purchased an album for $10 in the past, or even downloaded a single song for a dollar, that's it. It's paid for now. You can listen to it over and over and over at no more cost. But for streaming, every single time you or anybody else listens, artists are getting paid. Even though it's a tiny portion of a cent per play, it adds up and continues to pay off indefinitely. Also, the music lovers that still like to have a physical product in their hands will buy the album and put it on their streaming playlists. Taylor Swift may consider $500,000 a year from Spotify to be an insult because her album sales and tour income greatly exceed that number, but as far as I know, most working musicians are used to generating income from many different sources in order to make a living with their music, and I don't see how we can't recognize streaming as a valuable addition to those sources. In fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, there's been an incredible 510% increase in independent musicians and singers making their full-time living from music in just the past decade. Musicians making a full-time living via record labels is way down, and these are the numbers most often reported in the press. However, the massive growth is seen in the area of independent artists who have much greater choice and control in their careers. And it is important to note that the equivalent mean wage of an independent artist is quite a bit higher than one employed by the labels, $35.41 compared to $26.38. And remember, these are only the full-time musicians accounted for in the data. Since there are many, many artists that record and release and perform music not on a full-time basis, those numbers aren't even accounted for. Ultimately, more part-time artists are also earning more money than ever before, with thousands of artists now being able to make some money, whereas in the past, they couldn't make any. So when Taylor Swift cries about her music not getting the respect or money it deserves, it really may just come down to this. She actually now has to share more of the music buyer's money with more independent artists than ever before. Forgive me if I cannot seem to muster up a tear for Taylor's stance on this subject. It seems a little bit more of a ploy for press than to really protect the sustainability and diversity of a flourishing music community. All musicians deserve compensation for their work, not just the superstars of the day. Maybe if Taylor Swift had started her career like most working musicians, from the bottom up, I could feel a little bit more sympathy. But her family practically helped pay her way into the industry, and whether she actually has any talent or not has nothing to do with the fact that she has no idea the struggles of your average working musician. And I doubt she'll ever be on the curbside or in the unemployment line, no matter how well her music does or does not sell. I'm not trying to pick on Taylor Swift on a personal or artistic level, but like it or not, she is the one making headlines with this subject and being looked to suddenly as the spokesperson on the value of music, and I just don't feel she has the same perspective as the majority of working musicians. Cheers to all the independent musicians out there who have worked hard doing it all by themselves. It's paying off, and I predict that is what we will continue to see in the numbers for independent musicians as we march head on into an era of discovering, listening, and paying for music. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for TruFi.
Yeah, hey, I don't know if you saw the Rolling Stone article with David Grohl. He weighed in on this.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he basically said it was pretty profanity laced, which is Grohl's style. But he was basically he said, me personally, I don't effing care. That's just me because I'm playing two nights at Wembley next summer. I want people to hear our music. I don't care if you pay a dollar or effing 20 for it. Just listen to the effing song. But I can understand how other people would object to that. Then he went on to say, you want people to effing listen to music? Give them your music. And then go play a show. They like hearing your music. They'll go see a show. To me, it's that simple. I think it's I think it used to work that way.
Yeah.
And then Bono weighs in.
Yeah. That the labels aren't being, you know, I mean, there's all this money that Spotify is paying. A lot of it's going directly to labels. And the labels are the ones that aren't being transparent with how they're redistributing it to
right,
the
and
artists.
Right, that was Bono's point. He actually said that he calls this the grand experiment, which is mm-hmm. true. It is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. But what I found interesting about what Bono, he went on later to say that if he was 17, 18, whatever, right now,
up and coming, he'd consider it
starting a band. He would be excited with all this stuff. I don't know. It'd be interesting to get that perspective from bands who are coming up. Do they see that? Do they see it as exciting or daunting, or are they still chasing, you know, the label to be on a label? Because we've been so ingrained with you got to be on a label, be on a label, be on a label.
I think that's really out the door. I really do, because most people on labels are losing so much of their money. That's why we're seeing such a huge influx in independent musicians that are able to make a living now, because they're doing it themselves. They don't have all these middlemen that are taking all this cut and that cut and, you know, hiding certain figures and such. I mean, Spotify, their listener base has grown by more than 50% just in the last year. And so with that projected growth, if it continues to double each year, the amount of money that artists are seeing now mm-hmm. is going to continue to double as well. It's not that, I mean, the artist gets paid whether someone is using the free service on Spotify or the subscription service, because the free service is ad supported.
Exactly.
Spotify still has to pay for each play, whether it's for a free user or a paid user. Mm-hmm. But this is where music is going. Nobody's going to go back to not being able to stream what they want when
they want. Yeah, it might go sideways from here, but it's definitely, this is a conduit to the next step of however it's getting out there.
And this stuff should be being fought out in court. The lawmakers are the ones that are in charge of determining how much artists get paid for this stuff. You know, if they raise those rates, then Spotify has to raise their rates for their advertisers and stuff.
Yeah, because let's break it down. If you're a band, especially a young band, and you get signed onto a label, so, mm-hmm. so let's say for a $500,000 contract,
mm-hmm.
and to a young band that sounds unbelievably amazing,
right?
What they don't tell you, or
credit.
What you,
it's debt.
Yeah, what you don't realize until you get there is they want you to recut your record,
mm-hmm.
so the producer and all the studio time comes out of that $500,000,
and that gets eaten up really quick.
If you want it promoted,
yeah,
then it comes out. Distribution comes mm-hmm. out of that. They give you a manager. Everything they do for you, that they're shaking your hand and smiling and saying, would you like this? Oh, and every young band's like, oh yeah, absolutely, of course we do.
Yeah, and by the time it's all said and done, they're touring all year long, and they're lucky if they've each cleared $20,000 for the year.
Or they owe money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if their CD or their album, whatever, doesn't take off and they don't sell anything, it ends up in the dollar bin.
It's just not the way to go anymore. Artists can just do it themselves. I mean, you can go sign up for SoundScan, who keeps track of where your music's being digitally played mm-hmm. and make sure that you get paid for it.
There's a million places you can put your music on right now, and you have no idea. SoundCloud's another popular one.
Right.
YouTube. Most kids get their stuff off of YouTube. It's crazy.
And we all know that the big stars like Taylor Swift and others, I mean, obviously they're raking in tons of money doing on this massive level with this massive marketing
scheme
behind
them. Like,
but if you go Google,
it's ringtones,
right.
It's,
but if you go Google musicians that you've never heard of and how they make a living, and you see the 10, 15, 20 different sources of income that mm-hmm. they pull from and how they do it and manage it, like, they're making it.
Yeah, it's doable.
Yeah.
It's more of your own work.
Yeah.
But then you also control the process.
Right. Well, you're going to see less over the years. You're going to see less of these super huge Mongo major mainstream marketed artists, and you're going to see more and more artists that are coming up on their own level. And I think it's going to even out at this middle ground where we've got a lot more great artists and less huge over.
Oh yeah, the
artists.
Days of the super bands and the mega bands are over. I mean, yeah. I think we only have a few right now that I could say could even tour and fill stadiums on a consistent basis. The rest of it is because look, I'll pick up our local indie newspaper mm-hmm. and go through the back where it's announcing all these bands that are coming through town. I don't even know half of them. Right. And I look them up and on like Facebook or whatever, and they have, you know, 50,000-100,000 fans or right. likes or whatever. I've never even heard of them because they've done it all through the internet.
Right.
And so in the ways that's really good, but mm-hmm. in other ways it kind of sucks because you got to go now as a listener, I've got to do the work.
Right, right.
I've got to find out about these
people. It's all out there and available for you. And one thing I found too is I more often am not familiar with who the mainstream acts are because I don't listen to radio
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, no, me neither. I couldn't tell you.
So I more often than not am more familiar with some of the internet names.
Yeah, you know when you're really out of the loop and feeling old is when you watch like Letterman or Kimmel or Conan and you don't know who their guests
no
are.
No clue who their guests are.
And their musical guest, you're like, who? I don't have no idea. And this is Brent Omaker and the Rodeo with Tell a Friend the Truth. We'll be back here on the True Fidelity Show.
A friend has got to tell a friend the truth. The truth ain't always easy. What's a man to do? You've not been the same since that harlot came along. She might just tear you down, she might just tear you down. She might just leave you looking like a clown. I can't blame a man for wanting love. When the devil's work is done, you won't be a man at all. She's already got your heart and then she'll take your balls. You won't be a man at all, you won't be a man at all. That girl is gonna take away your balls. It's sad to see you looking like a clown. I'll have to wait to see you when the circus comes to town. I might not recognize you with the other circus girls. A friend has got to tell a friend the truth. The truth ain't always easy. What's a man to do? You've not been the same since that harlot came along. And now it looks like